Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the name Al-Hakam and also Al-Adl. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakam and He is also Al-Adl. Al-Hakam in the Arabic language means the judge, that Allah is the one who will judge everyone. So Al-Hakam means the judge, and Adl means the just one, the one who is the most just. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Al-Hakam, this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge, is actually basharat, glad tidings given to this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that it is always pleasing for the people of Iman to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakam, that He is the judge. Just to give you an example, imagine if there is a court case that is pending and someone tells him that your case is gone to a judge who is a noble man, very kind hearted, very good individual. In fact, this judge is such a person that if he finds out that this incident was unintentional, then he might even give you compensation. Now imagine if somebody finds out that this judge is of this character, already the burden and that pain has been alleviated and he will feel much better. That okay, I have to go to the courts for my case, for my hearing. But at the same time, there is also comfort and there is also ease, that he understands that this man, his record, the judge who is there, his record shows that this man is a very good man. And he does not pass on harsh sentencing. And so he will be very, very happy. Very happy. Now compare this man of this dunya, who is a noble man, as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, who will be the judge. But Allah is that judge, especially with the people of Iman. He is titled as Rahman and Rahim. So that is glad tidings that is given to this ummah, that the ultimate judgment is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the judge. Allah save us. Imagine if your court case goes to a man who is sitting in front of you, a judge who is very harsh, and known for harsh sentencing and no mercy. Then already even before the court hearing, this man is all depressed and all demoralized. Everything goes. And so this is Basharat, given glad tidings to this ummah. In this dunya, you'll find that at times a judge might even be racist. It doesn't show it, but that judge might be racist. That judge might be prejudiced, might be biased. And if it's a woman, then again, she might be very biased against a man who's going through some kind of a divorce procedure or whatever. And you see these things every day. In fact, at times you'll even find that a man has been accused wrongfully and he has been put away. One portion of his life has gone when he is completely innocent. Completely innocent. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, remember that I am al-hakam. I am al-hakam. I am that judge. There is no question about faltering. There is no question about inaccuracy in decisions. Everything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in a way that is the most perfect. The most perfect. And so this is glad tidings for the people of Iman. This is something that is very, very important for us to understand. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْتَغِي حَكَمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, are these people going away and turning away from Allah and looking for another hakam? Are they turning away and they are looking for another judge? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge. Now that we have understood this, my respected brothers, what I want to say now is something which is very, very important. Very important. And inshallah ta'ala, if you can understand this, it will save your iman. Inshallah. It will save your iman, it will give your iman a lot of strength. Maybe it's a bit difficult for me to put it in words, but I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah make it very easy for me. Amen. So that brothers can understand what is the meaning of al-hakam. Let me start off by giving you an example. Imagine that there is one brother, he is about to commit himself to an action. Or maybe he's about to say something, or he wants to say something, or that he has made an intention towards something, and according to him, he is perfectly innocent, and what he is doing is absolutely right. What he is about to do is absolutely right. There is nothing wrong with that. What he wants to do, or what he is going to say, or what his intention is. However, he is absolutely right, but for some reason, there is a disagreement with him from the third party, from another person, and this case is gone to the courts. And this case goes to the courts. Just to give you an example for us to understand. Let me give you an example. Imagine if a woman decides and she comes to Ibrahim Bhai Fulat. I hope he's listening. And she says that I want to be the Imam of Masjid Umar. What does she say? I want to be the Imam of Masjid Umar. As silly as it may sound, but you know, this is a fact, and in a lot of the places women are fighting to become imams also. And this would mean that she wants to lead the congregation mixed. So even if the scholars were to tell her that, my sister, look, what you're doing is wrong, our fuqaha don't allow this. And she does not accept this, and she files a case against the masjid or the imam or someone. Now this case goes to the man sitting in front, the judge. For the majority of the Muslim people, this is something very simple, they understand. That how is it possible for a woman to lead as an imam and for the congregation to follow her in ruku and in sujood? And so they say, this is not allowed. But there is a possibility that the judge who is sitting on the high seat, he will say to the imam, young man, we are in the year 2015. What about gender equality? He might say that. What about gender equality? Why can't a woman become, why can't she take your position, become an imam? And there is every chance of something which was very normal to you, something that you accept, but maybe in the courts of this dunya, it is rejected and it goes against you. There is a possibility. Also, for an example, imagine if the husband refuses the wife that I will not allow you to travel to Scotland alone because it is more than 48 miles. And Sharia demands that you can only travel with a mahram. You can only travel with a mahram. And Allah save us, she doesn't understand this, and she files a case against the husband, and this case is presented in the courts. There is every possibility that man who is sitting there will not understand this. That what is the meaning of mahram and for the husband to be with you if she travels more than 77 kilometers, more than 48 miles? And there is a possibility that living in a country like this, there is a possibility, I'm saying, that the judge might favor the lady and say, well, this is a form of discrimination. And equality is very, very important, and therefore you are free woman, you can travel. Scotland kya, you can go to the whole world. There is a possibility. There is a possibility that in the madrasa or the imam is doing khutbah, and in his khutbah he is saying that by Islam does not allow same gender marriage. Same gender marriage. It is filthy and it is un-Islamic and it is haram. Now possibly someone might decide that, hang on, this is going against the rights of complete freedom in this country, and let us take the imam to the courts. Let us take the imams to the courts. And so maybe the judge will say that, what right have you got to say that same gender marriage is wrong? If two people like each other, then what is wrong? Aliyazu billah, Allah save us. I'm just giving you a few examples. A lot of examples. So many examples can be given. And so maybe, and in this case 100%, he will favor the other party. That this is wrong, you can't do that. Why? Because the judge that is sitting in front of you and the laws that are being implemented are man-made laws. What are they? Changing, chopping, change. All the time, man-made laws. Imagine if a father decides to wake up his son who is 10 years of age, 11 years of age, and come for Fajr. And maybe the school finds out and the school will say that, well, you know, why do you force him to pray Salah? And the father will say, well, that is my right. That is in Islam. But then they might say, well, you know, an individual has his own rights. What right have you got? A child has got his own right. Why do you force him? Why do you force him to become Hafiz of the Quran? And so there are so many examples that we can give. Maybe if a father decides and he says to his daughter that you have to wear the face veil, niqab. And maybe that is taken to the courts. And they make a big issue out of a very personal issue. They make a very big issue. And so there are many, many cases in this world that for us as people of Iman, it is not a big issue. In fact, it is natural. In fact, it is accepted. In fact, it is the absolute truth. And in fact, this is the way a person should live. But maybe that person who is in front of you, the judge, won't favor you and his decision will be against you. Remember I said that when Allah is al-hakam, this is basharat, it is glad tidings. Do you remember that? Now maybe in this dunya, my brothers, we might be penalized. We might be penalized. But the judgment of this dunya is nothing. Why? Because the ultimate judgment, the ultimate judge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when all of humanity stands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a man will not able to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Bari ta'ala, you know what, I was living with this woman, okay, I understand, I was not married, but according to British law, it was accepted, it was done by consent, and you know, we were cohabiting, but you know, it was done by consent, and she was more above the age of 18, and we were living together, Bari ta'ala, British law was this, how can you punish me? Can somebody say that? No. Here, the believers can be penalized, but there the disbelievers will be penalized. Why? Allahu Akbar. Because there Allah will say that the judgment is only given by the laws by which the Anbiya and the Prophets came with in this dunya. A man won't say that, oh, you know, I was drinking alcohol because it was fine to drink alcohol. It was fine to drink alcohol. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow that. And so that is why it is in great favor of the people of Iman that bi fazlillahi ta'ala they understand the laws of the hereafter. They know that they have to pray 5 times a day. Maybe it is not British law. It's not British law. But it is the law of the hereafter. It is the law from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if they pray 5 times a day, they will be saved. So in a way, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakam, that is basharat given to the people of Iman. Nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is great ni'mah for the people of Iman. What can happen in this dunya? At the end there is only death. But in the hereafter it can be eternal doom. That is why for those people whose Iman is weak and sometimes they say that I don't understand why this rule is there in Islam. The answer is only one. This rule is there in Islam because this is the rule given by that Allah who is Al-Hakam. Who is He? That Allah who is Al-Hakam, the one who is the judge. So you don't need any explanation. Why does a woman need to cover herself? Why does she need to put on a burqa? بس this is the حكم of Allah. This is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. Why can't we eat pork? Why? This is the law of Allah al-haqam. Because on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will judge you like that. And in fact, this will be a judgment because the people of kuffar, nothing will even start for them. It is a non-starter. What is it? It's a non-starter because they died in the state of kufr. And so because they died in the state of kufr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. It will be difficult. And so the laws that will apply is the laws that Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam had come with in this dunya and had explained to their people. So the laws of the Quran, the Sharia, the laws of Injil, the laws of Torah, this will be the laws. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge people by that. That is why it's very important for us to understand that we should not doubt anything about Islam. We should not doubt it. Maybe in this dunya that person, because of the filth that is there, and the Quran describes kufr as filth. The Quran describes kufr as filth. Because of that filth, he does not understand purity. He does not understand what is right and what is wrong. Even though he is sitting in that position, that he is the judge, but the decision is wrong. The decision is wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that al-haqam who has informed all of humanity what is right and what is wrong. Very important for us to understand. Aqeedah is very important. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned a very beautiful story. He said that once shaitan spoke to his followers and said to the followers, tell me, which man are you finding the most difficult to handle? Which man are you finding the most difficult to handle? So his followers, they said to him, Bari Abba, you know that man sitting in the corner of the masjid there, he is a bit of a tough one. The shaitan came, looked at him, he is a tough one? Why do you call him a tough one? And shaitan came in the form of a human being and said, let me show you how tough he is. The shaitan came to him and said to him that, Hazrat Ji, you know, we want you to judge a very important ruling, that there is a dispute amongst us between myself and my friends. I am saying that is it possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fit all of humanity in one bottle? To fit all of humanity in one bottle. So this man said, in one bottle, show me the bottle. Show me the. So shaitan in a human form said, here, this bottle. So he said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Can't you see this bottle is so small? Can't you see this bottle is small, so small? How is it possible for all of humanity to fit in this bottle? So the shaitan said, Bas, I just wanted to hear that. He stood up and he said to his followers, you see how I have taken away from his iman. You see how I have taken away from him his iman. Why? Because now he is restricting the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is saying that Allah cannot do this. And when you say that Allah cannot do this, it is part of kufr, aliyazu billah. And he said to his people, you call this man a tough man? And so they said to him, then who is a tough, hard man to crack? And please, I'm not saying it because, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm just relating to you what is mentioned in the kitab. So the shaitan said, let me tell you who are very hard people to crack. Hard people. And he took him to this alim who was sitting there. He says, you see, these are people who are very dangerous. These are people who are very dangerous. And understand, these are the people who are hard to target. So he took them to show them exactly. And so again the followers were there and he put the same question. And he said that, you know, is it possible for Allah Pak to fit all of humanity in this bottle? So this alim said to him, what are you? Are you a fool? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is so great that he can fit the seven heavens in the eye of a needle. He can fit the seven heavens in the eye of a needle. What are you talking about? Get away from here. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. That you speak such nonsense for the sifat of Allah subhanahu. And then shaitan says, remember I told you? These are hard people. And so that is why, my respected brothers and elders, I always say to you, come and sit and take knowledge. Knowledge is power. What is it? Nothing else. If you have knowledge, Allah will gift you with amal. You'll become very, very powerful. In fact, even if you don't do too much amal, you might not do too much tasbihat, you might not be reading too many nawafil, but it will be difficult for shaitan to blow you away. It will be difficult. But when you don't have ilm, and you have a lot of a'mal, but you don't have ilm, it actually becomes quite easy for the shaitan to blow you away, and you're a sitting duck, because you really don't know what decisions to take. And this is something which is very, very important. And so very quickly to end, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakam, that He is the judge. And also with this name, Allah is adl. Adl means that Allah is the most just. Allah is the most just. Imagine if there is one father who Allah has blessed with one son and one daughter, two children. And for some reason, the father's attention is only with the daughter. For some reason. And he gives everything to the daughter and discredits the son. How difficult it will be for the son. The son will feel that, subhanallah, my father is not fair. That he is giving everything to my sister or my brother. And he is discrediting me and I have nothing. He will feel demoralized. But in fact, this is also perhaps not a right example. Because you will hardly find parents who will discriminate. Hardly find parents who will discriminate. It's like saying that, do you like your right eye or your left eye? What do you like? Do you like your right eye or your left eye? Can you choose? Do you like your right ear or your left ear? Do you like your front tooth or your back tooth? Or everything that is inside your mouth? Very difficult. Why? Because it is your body. It is part of your body. And also the children is your flesh and bones. It is part of your body. And therefore, to actually discriminate would be very, very difficult. So there is always love. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am adl, I am the most just. And in the hadith it comes that even the animals, if there was an animal which was stouty and strong with horns, that might have wronged an animal that was weak and without horns, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it life on the day of Qiyamah, and badla, revenge will be taken, and justice will be done even with the animals, then it will be the end. And this is with the animals, imagine with humanity. Just for us to understand, in the Quran Allah says, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will change this earth for another earth. This earth will change, complete transformation. And the heavens will also change, a different heaven. Now what is the reason for the day of Qiyamah to be in such a way that everything has been changed, complete transformation? Ulama have mentioned that is because of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not want to judge people on that soil in which guna have been committed, in which sins have been committed. Allah will not judge people. Subhanallah. on this earth that we are walking on, everything will change. وَيَكُونُ الْأَرْضُ بَيْضًا, and the earth will change completely. It will be completely white. لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِذَجًا وَلَا أَمْتَى. You will not see on it any kind of elevation that a man can hide behind it, or any kind of crookedness. Completely flat, clean and white. Everything will be washed, everything clean. Why? That will be the courtroom of that Allah whose name is Al-Hakam, the one who is the judge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge, and at the same time Allah is also Adl, the one who is the most just. And so that is why, my respected brothers and elders, when you have man-made laws, if it goes against the spirit of Islam, one has to be very, very careful. We actually have to uphold the laws of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and save yourself from such laws which actually fall into the bracket of sins. Allah Pak mujhe aapko har ek ko taufeeq de. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.